Recognition, power, and influence is your birthright, and this podcast shows you how to get there. Welcome to episode number 222. Today's episode, I am piggybacking on last week's episode about storytelling and the power of telling a better story so that you can begin to get recognized as an executive leader right now, even if you're already in the vice presidency, but you feel like you're still being excluded from conversations. There are ways that you're currently telling your story, basically how you speak about yourself in conversations, that is telling the story of a subject matter expert instead of the story of an executive leader. In today's episode, I'm talking specifically about the energetics, the vibe that you're giving off, your leadership aura, the way that you're coming off besides any words that come outside of your mouth. And we're not talking about wearing a pantsuit here or having a firm handshake. I'm talking about, are you being perceived just when you walk into the room as an executive leader, and how you can begin telling a better story through your executive presence? All right, let's get started. Welcome to Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and I teach you how to get promoted, get paid, and bring your whole self to the leadership table. I am on a mission to change organizations from the C-suite out, because women are the new face of leadership, and we are doing it on our terms. Hello, corporate badasses. Welcome to another episode of Women Changing Leadership. I'm your host, Stacey Mayer, and super excited, as always, to be here with you again this week. As I mentioned in last week's episode, I'm hosting an incredibly fun, engaging, inspiring, and action-oriented storytelling event next week. So if you aren't already signed up for this event, go to stacymayer.com/storytelling. There's a very small fee to join us. That's just to make sure that we all get the level of engagement that I want to give you. So I'm limiting the numbers of the women who are able to join this event so that I can give you very direct storytelling feedback so that you can start to elevate your leadership brand and really be seen as the executive leader that you want to be seen as. I'm also using these two podcast episodes to give you a glimpse behind the scenes of how I use storytelling in my coaching and really give it to you ahead of time so that you can begin applying it and really bring some good juicy questions to the event next week. So go to stacymayer.com/storytelling, sign up. Otherwise, here I am in podcast episode number 2 about storytelling. Today, I'm talking about the behind-the-scenes energetics of storytelling and what's the storytelling vibe, what's the energy that you're putting out into the world when you're engaging in conversation. So you can go back and listen to last week's episode that gives you a little bit more practical storytelling techniques. In today's episode, I'm giving you the impractical but also incredibly important energetics of storytelling. And again, like I said, the vibe that you're putting off. A lot of women, when approached with the idea that you need to work on your executive presence, and I want you to think about this for a minute. Have you ever been told that you need to work on your executive presence if you want to get promoted into executive leadership, and been like, I don't even know what that means, but I'll give it a shot by dressing up more, right? Like, that's a place to start. I have a woman that I work with, and she talked about how early on in her career, she actually cut her hair very short, you know, to sort of fit in with the men in the room. I have another woman who has a gorgeous blue streak in her hair that she hides when she gets into executive conversations. These are all examples of physical executive presence. So you want to dress like the job that you want instead of the job that you currently have. And I think that there's a lot to be said for the physicality of feeling confident. And that is not what today's episode is about, but I want to start there for a minute and really acknowledge that there are certain things that we can do to our physical presence. My daughter is taking a girls' leadership course, and one of the things they talk about is leadership stance, eye contact, having both feet firmly planted on the floor. All of these things are things that we've learned over the years that sort of evoke a professional atmosphere, so to speak. And we've tried this. We dress like the job that we want. We wear heels. I mean, one thing that I noticed when I was in women's leadership, we would do these panel discussions. And all the women who came for our panels, they were all dressed to the nines, really fiercely feminine. I think we're beyond the days of having to cut our hair short in order to fit in with the room, but they were like dressed up. They looked amazing. They were attractive because of the power that they exuded from their physical presence, sitting up straight, chest open, eye contact, all those fun things. This is all really important to the story that you're telling executive leadership. And I also trust that you know how to do this. I have had clients who I think have terrible backgrounds on their Zoom screens, and I'll just tell them, hey, you might want to think about that if they're not already. But most of my clients, this is not a problem. They're corporate badasses. They know how to, quote unquote, be professional or turn their camera off. It's not a difficult concept to master, but yet you might be sitting there all dressed up and ready to go and still not getting the recognition that you deserve. And that's because there's another side of storytelling that eludes most of you. And that's the side of storytelling, which is more about through our words and when we take action, what's the vibe that we're giving off to executive leadership? Are we being seen as a higher level executive, or are we seen as a subject matter expert? Are we being seen as a high potential leader, or are we being seen as a person who is ready to advance to executive leadership? I am going to point out the behind the are we being seen. So last week I talked about the words that can come out of your mouth so that you can speak and be technically a more visionary leader. And today I'm going to talk about the timing, when you say things, how you say things, and how that shows up in your ability to be seen as that higher level executive leader. All of this is a part of storytelling. What is the story that you are giving off? What is it that you're telling executive leadership that you're ready for? Let me go back and quote the example that I also gave in last week's episode, which was about Brooke Castillo and the model that she created. And basically, I'm going to link to a YouTube video on this because she's really brilliant. So I'll link to that in the show notes. You can go to stacymayer.com and link to this episode and be able to view all of the different links. And Brooke talks about the model as this basically way of annotating what it is that creates the results in our life. So we have a dream, we have a goal, we have something that we wish we had. And there are certain things that we're doing in our life that are creating that result for us. And she breaks it into this five-part model of circumstances, thoughts, feelings, actions, and results. Again, it's a lot to go into here, so I'll trust that you go look at the YouTube video. But what she suggests is that based on our thoughts about ourselves, that we take certain actions. We do something, but that doing of something is based on a thought that we have in our head. And so I gave a really great example of this on the Summer of Magic series that I did over the summer, where I was talking about this idea of intention and believing that you belong in the room. This sort of gets to that vibe. So let's say that you have a thought that getting a job is going to be hard, that it's going to take a long time and it's going to be hard. Then the action that you're taking as a result of that thought is maybe you're procrastinating a little bit because it's going to take a long time anyway. When you do reach out to somebody, it feels really hard. So people aren't getting back to you. Things just don't feel easy. It feels like a struggle. You're not getting the responses that you want. You're not seeing the job opportunities that you want. And you're actually creating that through your actions of going on LinkedIn and looking for job postings. Now, let's say that you also feel like getting a job and networking is also going to be hard. So you schedule a 15-minute ally meeting with one of the executives at your company, and you feel like you really need to impress them. You've got 15 minutes and this is going to be hard, and I hope I can impress them. And so then what you do is you over-prepare, you come up with a list of all of your accomplishments that you've done. You really want to make sure you share everything in that conversation with them. You kind of like verbally vomit all over them in this conversation. 15 minutes flies by. You're like, okay, bye. And then you call me up and you're like, Stacy, that was so hard. It didn't work. Oh God, I'm terrible at this. Basically, you had a thought that it was going to be hard and that you needed to prove yourself. And then you went in there, you tried to prove yourself, and then it kind of just fell apart. Well, I want to show you that it's actually the energy, the vibe that you were putting off when you were trying to prove yourself. When we have proving energy in a conversation, then we come out as somebody who is not ready for executive leadership. We are not giving off the energetic frequency that we're ready for that next level. And so then the other person at the other side of the table kind of is not impressed and sort of feels like we're not ready for the next level. And so they'll do one of two things. They'll either dismiss us or they'll try and help you. And if you have executive leaders that are really actively trying to help you, this is not necessarily a good sign. We think it's a great sign. We're like, oh, we have all this support. But I really want you to listen to the words that those executive leaders are telling you. Because if they are acting as if you need help, then that means the vibe, the energetic story that you're telling is that you need a lot of help, that you're not necessarily ready for that next level of executive leadership. So instead, I want you to go into these 15-minute ally meetings as being incredibly resourced. I know why I'm here. Be willing to only ask one good question and then wait for the answer. And you can sort of riff off that answer a little bit. Be willing to stay in the moment. When you do that, when you show up in that engaged peer-to-peer way that I talk about, you are giving off the vibe that you are a peer. You're matching their energetic frequency. So this is a C-suite executive. You're wanting to be seen as even just a senior director. You don't need to be seen as a C-suite executive per se. But if you go into the conversations just believing that you belong and being like, this is just an easy conversation. All I need to do is ask one good question. Then you take the action of asking one good question, waiting and seeing what happens from there. And then you end up telling the story of executive leadership that I'm ready now. So that's how this works. We tell a story through our actions at work every single day, every conversation. And that's why when women play back conversations to me in our coaching, I am asking, what did they actually say? Because I want to know what is the energetic vibe, the energetic story that my client is actually giving off. And the way that I can tell is by the other person's words, how they respond to them. So even if that other person is going into help mode, I don't see that as a good thing. I say, you're putting off the energetic story that you need a lot of help right now. I want to give a caveat because I know a lot of you are so afraid of looking like you need help and appearing desperate that you don't ask for what you want. So now I want to tell about the energetic story of asking very directly. And when you say something like, I would like to work on your team, that is giving off the energetic frequency, the energetic story that you are ready to work on their team. You are going into the conversation knowing that you are fully capable. If they said yes today, you would raise your hand and you would in fact work on their team. So instead of shying around and not being direct, you're super direct and you're like, I would like to work on your team. And then you just let them tell you if that's a possibility or not. Instead, what a lot of you are doing is you're sort of skirting around the issue because you don't want to seem like you're needy or you just want something from them. And then what do? You give off the vibe that you're wishy-washy and not clear. But I want you to be incredibly clear. Go into this conversation. Hey, I want to be transparent with you. I scheduled today's call because I know you have a job rec open and I want to apply for it. I want to be on your team. What do I need to do to be successful in that interview process? Own it. They'll tell you what you need to do to be successful. When you show up in that way, you're showing up and telling the story that you are ready for a senior executive leadership role. That's how it works. Another energetic story that you might be giving off is that you need help when it comes to your performance or your development plan with your boss. I have a really great episode where I talk about building, like co-creating your development plan with your boss. When you co-create a development plan, you're showing your boss, you're telling the story that you're ready for whatever is on the other side of that development plan. When you're entering a conversation and you feel like I need my boss to tell me what should be on my development plan, then your boss is looking at you as somebody who is not ready for the next level of leadership. Now, depending on your boss, they might be willing to help you get there. But when you start to do that, you're telling the energetic story that you're not ready. So instead, I want you to co-create your professional development plan by offering suggestions, offering things that you've tried, and then asking for their input, asking for their advice. But when you do that, you're showing them that you are fully resourced, capable, and ready for that next level of leadership. So I really want you to start thinking about your energetic story that you're showing through these conversations. Another thing that comes up a lot is this idea that you have to prove yourself in the conversations with executive leadership, but also we're doing that sort of proving energy when we're actually having and engaging in interview conversations. So you're going into it talking about your resume. And so basically what you're inadvertently creating is a role for yourself where you're going to constantly have to prove yourself. So let's say you are a good energetic match and they give you the job and all you did was kind of talk about your accomplishments and all these amazing things that you've accomplished and how you're just going to go in and you're a real go-getter and you're going to hit the ground running and you're going to work really hard. Now what you're showing them is that when you get into the job that you're going to continue working really hard, continue proving yourself, continue going after, striving harder. And eventually you're going to give up on that because you're going to be like, this is not the life that I created. Like, this is not the life that I wanted. You're telling the wrong energetic story. So we're very good as women of getting exactly what we want, getting exactly what we ask for energetically, right? The model that Brooke Castillo lays out is that it happens 100% of the time. Our thoughts create our results. And our thoughts are what is having us take action in a certain weird way when we're just simply telling the wrong story. We are not good at telling the story that we are a fully resourced woman ready for that next level of leadership. And there are so many different subtle ways that we do this in everyday conversation. And I think that as I alluded to before, one of the ways that it kind of gets all mucked up is because we get feedback that it's working, but we're kind of confused about what's working and what's not working. If you're somebody who constantly gets recognized with like awards, pats on the back, maybe your boss even gives you a shout out at a meeting and gives you credit, and that feels really good. But unfortunately, what's happening is if you're not actually getting recognized on the other side of that, so you don't feel like you have the title or the authority or the autonomy to match that level of recognition, then essentially what you're doing is you're telling the energetic story that you need appreciation. and your boss feels like they need to take care of you, which again, doesn't make you seem like you're ready for that next level of leadership. Now, if you're somebody who gets recognized in meetings, that people call you out, they give you shout outs, they quote you, and you are in the role that you actually want to be in, you don't have a problem. It's matching. I'm not saying that recognition and awards and so on is a bad thing, but it just depends. Like, are you being recognized but not recognized in the way that you truly want to be compensated? Then you're giving off the wrong story. And it's time to start fixing that story. It's time to start tweaking it. And the first place it starts with is understanding, what is the story that I'm giving off? What is the energetic story? How am I doing it? What are the words that are coming out of my mouth that is creating this weird story that isn't congruent with what I actually want to be seen as? And then what do I need to start doing differently? You hear me talk all the time about the being seen as the subject matter expert is not going to get you there, meaning you have to start to communicate as that executive leader, as that visionary leader out of the gate. Just literally the idea that I have a very deep, intense knowledge on a specific subject is telling the story that in order to have a role and be successful, I have to have a very deep, intense, detailed knowledge on that subject. And that might be fine, again, if you want to be a higher level IC and that's the leadership type role that you're looking for. But if it's not, and you want to be a vice president at your organization, you're going to need to start telling the energetic story that you can let go of some of that responsibility and still be successful. That's the story that you have to start telling executive leadership. You can't be the do-all, end-all, everything to all people at all times and expect to scale your leadership to a 200-person team. They're never going to trust that you're ready to lead at that executive level. I'll give you another example of a woman who was being told that she didn't listen very well, that basically she had low emotional intelligence. That was from her boss. And she was like, I am listening. And so what she started to do was go into conversations listening more. But she was doing it from this place of insufficiency. So the energetic story that she was giving off, whether she was talking over people or she was just sitting back and listening, is that she was basically checked out of the conversation, because her approach to listening was like, well, I guess I'm deficient at this, so I need to do more of it. So the energetic story was, I'm not good enough to be a part of this conversation. And instead, what I coached her to do was to begin to show up with her boss and tell the energetic story of emotional intelligence, that she was emotionally aware and actually connect with her boss in an emotionally aware way. And so what she did is she actually started managing up, but really like coaching up. So she would help her boss feel less stressed. She would help her boss start to solve problems. She would help her boss manage who she was going to communicate with. So those are the actions that she took. But it's from the thought that I am good at emotional intelligence. I just need to show my boss that. So she was showing her boss that she was emotionally resourced. And you know what? On her very next performance review, it actually highlighted the fact that she was able to listen more and really connect and communicate with her team, which technically nothing really changed with her team. But except for her boss's belief that she was emotionally aware and ready for that next level of leadership. And she did that by acting emotionally aware to her boss. I hope that you can start to spend your next week really thinking about the energetic story, the feedback that you're being given. Are you telling the story of executive leadership, or are you telling the story of somebody who needs help, somebody who's unresourced, somebody who's a high potential, somebody who's not ready yet? And I want to help you in my storytelling workshop start to tell the story that you're ready for that next level of leadership right now. You can rewrite your story both technically and energetically, and I would absolutely love to help you do that. Go to stacymayer.com/storytelling, sign up for the event ASAP so that we can get to work on telling your story in a bigger, bolder, more badass way. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you know how close you are to your next promotion? Really? Not what your boss has told you, not what you even believe to be true, but have you actually taken the time to sit down, take an assessment, review the 5 categories that it takes to get promoted into senior executive leadership positions, and decided where you fall in each category, and given yourself a ranking on a scale of 1 to 10 of how close you are to getting your next promotion? Have you done this? Well, now's your chance. If that feels interesting to you and you're like, hey, I want to know exactly how close I might actually be, or how far away you might be, and what it's going to take to get you even closer, then I invite you to take my promotability quiz. This is a quiz that I put together with practical tips that actually tell you where you're lacking and where you're winning. What are the areas that you actually need to improve, and not necessarily what your boss is telling you all the time, so that you can take concrete steps towards landing that next promotion and changing the face of the leadership table. Go to yourpromotabilityscore.com to take your free assessment today. Yourpromotabilityscore.com, and let me know how it goes.